From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force conducted a traffic stop on the 2200 block of Buhner Street in Eureka. They had previously obtained a search warrant for a vehicle that was being driven by 34-year-old Liddell Thompson of Garberville. During a multi-week probe, agents received information that Thompson's heavily involved in heroin distribution in southern Humboldt communities. During the stop, Thompson was detained without incident. Also present inside the vehicle, 31-year-old Scott Bilquist of Garberville. During a search of the vehicle, agents located over an ounce of suspected heroin, digital scales, and packaging material. Thompson and Bilquist placed under arrest, charged with transportation and possession of controlled substances for sale. Humboldt State University's class of 2019 takes the stage in Redwood Bowl for three commencement ceremonies on Saturday, May 18th. More than 2,600 students will earn credentials and bachelor's and master's degrees for the academic year. More than 1,800 are signed up to take part in the ceremonies. More than 15,000 guests are expected to attend. Redwood Bowl hosted its first commencement ceremonies in 1966 when growing enrollment prompted a move from the courtyard of Founders Hall. The Yurok Tribal Council has voted to approve a hemp ordinance. The ordinance calls for the development of a plan to regulate the manufacture of hemp products on tribal lands. With the passage of the new law, the tribe will also soon consider engaging in the market for organic, non-psychoactive hemp products. If the tribe does opt to participate in hemp commerce, the decision will be made with much input from the tribal membership. Dozens of people turning out in Fortuna for a recent meeting aimed at the feasibility of building a community pool. The city hired a firm to do a study on whether it's realistic, and they took part in the meeting to gauge public support. The study expected to be complete and released to the public by the end of summer. Many on hand voiced support for the project, including reps from Kiwanis and Rotary, the Chamber of Commerce, Fortuna High School students, the elementary school administration, along with avid swim groups. Those swim groups showed particular interest since currently they have to go outside the county to take part in swim meets. The 12th annual Kids Bike Rodeo takes place from 10 to noon in Arcata Sunday. Parents and kids ages 4 to 12 can join City of Arcata staff on the Arcata Plaza for a day of bike safety lessons, helmet fittings, free bike inspections. Also, kids will have the opportunity to show off their bike skills in a rodeo-style obstacle course and play fun bike games. Kids competing in all rodeo activities will receive prizes. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.